Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Reticulated platelets and coronary artery disease. A multidimensional approach unveils prothrombotic signaling and novel therapeutic targets. This study characterizes hyperreactive reticulated platelets in CAD patients, identifying their prothrombotic molecular phenotype. The findings suggest that targeting these platelets could offer novel therapeutic strategies to improve outcomes in CAD patients. Article number 2. Semaglutide promotes bone marrow-derived progenitor cell flux toward an anti-inflammatory and pro-regenerative profile in high-risk patients. The SEMA-VR-CARDIOLINK-15 trial. The SEMA-VR-CARDIOLINK-15 trial demonstrates that semaglutide, a GLP-1RA, increases circulating vascular regenerative stem and progenitor cells. This suggests a potential mechanism by which semaglutide reduces cardiovascular events through promoting vessel repair and reducing atherothrombotic risk. Article number 3. CRISPR activation to repair ECG abnormalities caused by a FLNC truncating variant in mice. This study demonstrates the potential of CRISPR activation to upregulate FLNC gene expression in mice with truncating variants, leading to repair of ECG abnormalities. This offers a promising gene-specific therapeutic strategy for FLNCTV-induced cardiomyopathy, for which no current targeted therapies exist. Article number 4. Outcomes of cardiovascular screening in men aged 60 to 64 years. The Doncavas 2 trial. The Doncavas 2 trial evaluated population-based screening for cardiovascular disease in men aged 60 to 64. Results showed screening detected subclinical CVD, but did not demonstrate significant all-cause mortality reduction within the trial's timeframe. Article number 5. Aspirin dosing after acute coronary syndrome with suspected aspirin resistance. The Andaman trial. The Andaman trial investigated twice daily aspirin dosing in ACS patients with diabetes or suspected aspirin resistance. The study found that twice daily aspirin did not reduce major adverse cardiovascular events compared to standard dosing in this high-risk population. Article number 6. Inclisiran-based treatment strategy in hypercholesterolemia, the Victorian Difference Trial. The Victorian Difference Trial demonstrates that inclisiran, a PCSK9 siRNA, effectively reduces LDL-C levels in patients with hypercholesterolemia when used as part of a combination treatment strategy. These findings support the use of inclisiran to achieve LDL-C goals and reduce atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease risk. Article number 7. Effectiveness of bivalent respiratory syncytial virus prefusion, F-protein-based vaccine in individuals with or without atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, the DAN-RSV trial. This secondary analysis of the DAN-RSV trial examined the effectiveness of the RSV pre-F vaccine in individuals with and without ASCVD. The study found no evidence that the vaccine reduces cardiovascular events in patients with pre-existing ASCVD, but did reduce respiratory illness. Article number 8. High dose versus standard dose inactivated influenza vaccine and cardiovascular outcomes in persons with or without pre-existing atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, the DANFLU2 trial. This analysis of the DANFLU2 trial compared high-dose versus standard-dose influenza vaccines in adults with and without ASCVD. The study found no significant difference in cardiovascular or respiratory outcomes between the two vaccine types, regardless of ASCVD status. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.